This brings us to what is perhaps the most controversial and misunderstood dimension of the Church's apostolicity, namely the charism of infallibility enjoyed by the Pope, the successor of the Prince of the Apostles. It would be helpful, I think, first to state as clearly as possible what papal infallibility is not. It does not mean that the Pope is omniscient. It does not mean he can predict the future. It does not mean that he's immune from making bad practical judgments. And it certainly doesn't mean that he's above criticism or incapable of sin. In fact, some of the saints were sharp critics of popes, and Dante places some wicked popes in the lower circles of hell. So what does it mean to say the Pope is infallible? It means that he knows who Jesus is. And therefore, when, summoning his full authority, he articulates those doctrines and moral precepts that flow from that knowledge, he is prevented from making a mistake. Now, I know it's difficult for us, especially in the West, to accept this doctrine. We believe in the free play of ideas. We're naturally suspicious of claims to authority, especially infallible authority. Maybe John Henry Newman can help us a little bit. Newman said this: if it pleased God to reveal something to the Church, it should also please God to give us a living voice of authority that would interpret that revelation down through the ages. In Newman's time, many Protestants said, well, the Bible, that's the source of authority. But Newman knew the Bible is subject to a wide variety of interpretations. The young Newman himself said, the consensus of the Church Fathers, that's the source of authority. But it dawned on Newman as he grew older that the Fathers were not a living voice, no matter how wise and insightful they were. It was only the Church of Rome that claimed that the Pope, in communion with the bishops, was a living voice of authority. If I might apply Newman's comparison a bit, anyone that loves baseball knows that the umpires are indispensable to the flow of the game. Without an umpire, a baseball game would devolve in very short order into bickering over calls. Is he safe? Is he out? Was that fair? Was it foul? The umpire, who is present to the game and is a living voice of authority and can make a decisive decision, he allows the flow of the game to go on. So, the infallible Pope is not there to shut down the play of the Church's life. That means the Church's teaching, its care for the poor, its proclamation of the good news, its liturgy, its art, all of that. The Pope is not there to shut that down. But rather, he's there as a living voice of authority to allow that play to continue, lest it devolve into bickering. Just a word about the keys. Jesus said to Peter, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. G.K. Chesterton saw something. He said a key would be useless if it changed shape, if it's changed form. It's the very hardness of the key that makes it effective in opening locks. What was given to the Church was a key to unlock the secret to life, the secret to the great mystery of all things. Well, if that key was flexible, if that key was changeable, it would lose its whole reason for being. And so it's upon this rock of Peter's authority, the one who holds the keys, that the Church is indeed built.